You can download another sound, a much less annoying one, starting today. It is the new CD from R&B singer Angie Stone. It's called The Art of Love and War. She had the help of some big names from both the present and the past. Day-to-Day Music contributor Derek Rath invited Angie Stone to our studio.
Uh-huh, y'all ain't ready for this on the street. Play with it, uh-huh. Might get it, Angie Stone. You don't wanna mess with me.
One listen to The Art of Love and War, and you feel there's a ghost in the machine. Echoes of Earth, Wind & Fire ricocheted off Philadelphia soul, gospel, and Stevie Wonder. All of it filtered through a present-day sensibility. As Angie Stone tells it, that's not an accident.
I always have a saying that I'm old enough to know the difference, still young enough to make a difference. And I really believe that I was placed in this industry to be the tie that binds the two worlds.
It helped that Angie Stone was working at Marvin's Room, the studio where Marvin Gaye recorded some of his greatest music.
When you're working in Marvin Gaye's studio, the actual spirit of Marvin exists, and I can't help but to believe that whatever he was feeling and the things that he loved were actually a part of what I came up with. The song Happy Being Me is reminiscent because it really is an ode to oneself. And I think when Marvin did What's Happening in all of those songs were very personal to him. They were about him.
While recording, Angie Stone found herself drawn to a picture of Marvin Gaye in the studio.
It sits on the wall behind the microphone. And every time I was having a rough time, I would turn my back to the microphone and turn to that picture. And I would talk and say, help me.
Helping were some real-life R&B veterans, like James Ingram and the cleanup woman, Betty Wright, helping out here on Baby.
With the likes of Betty Wright and James Ingram, I can't go wrong. These are the people that I love, that I grew up listening to.
James Ingram got involved on the song My People.
My people. Yeah. My people. Yeah.
It's an anthem of affirmation, just as relevant to post-Katrina America as it would have been in the civil rights era.
It's so funny because that was my least favorite track at one point. And it wasn't until James Ingram came and sat down in the studio and broke down the analogy of what we were doing that I found a new respect. You can hear it in the jubilation of my people.
NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
Angie Stone, Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.